This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is explicitly blaming outgoing President Donald Trump for the deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol, saying that the mob was fed lies and that the president and others provoked those intent on overturning Democrat Joe Biden's election. Ahead of Mr. Trump's historic second impeachment trial, McConnell's remarks were his most severe and public rebuke of the outgoing president. The GOP leader is setting a tone as Republicans weigh whether to convict Mr. Trump on the impeachment charge that will soon be sent over from the House incitement of insurrection. The Republican leader vowed a safe and successful inauguration of Joe Biden on Wednesday at the Capitol, where final preparations were underway amid heavy security. Meanwhile, in a farewell video, U.S. President Donald Trump is wishing his successor well. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president acknowledges he'll hand over powers to a new administration.
We extend our best wishes.
He never said Joe Biden's name in a 20-minute video released shortly after Biden arrived outside Washington, instead touting his own administration's achievements.
Nobody thought we could even come close.
The president will skip inauguration and instead fly to Florida. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hours from inauguration, President-elect Joe Biden paused of what might have been his triumphal entrance to Washington Tuesday evening to mark instead the national tragedy of the coronavirus pandemic with a moment of collective grief for American lost. His arrival coincided with the awful news that the U.S. death toll has surpassed 400,000 in the worst public health crises in more than a century, a crisis Biden will now be charged with controlling. This is VOA News. 12 U.S. National Guard members have been removed from securing President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration after vetting by the FBI, including two who posted extremist views about the Wednesday event. There was no specific threat to Biden. Two U.S. officials told the Associated Press that all 12 were found to have ties with right-wing militia groups or posted extremist views online. The officials, a senior intelligence official and an army official briefed on the matter, did not say which fringe groups the guard members belonged to or what unit they served in. The officials were not authorized to speak publicly and spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and state premiers agreed on Tuesday to extend a lockdown for most shops and schools until February 14th. This is part of a package of steps to try to rein in the coronavirus. They also agreed to mandate medical masks rather than simple cotton ones on public transportation and in stores. The existing lockdowns run until January 31st. New infections have been decreasing in recent days, and pressure on intensive care units has eased slightly, but virologists are worried about the possible spread of more infectious variants of the novel coronavirus. Merkel said all countries in Europe must make similar efforts to fight the pandemic. Otherwise, Germany may consider restricting border entry to avoid highly transmissible strains being brought in from abroad. Italian Premier Giuseppe Conte has won a crucial confidence vote in the Senate, keeping his wobbly coalition afloat for now, but without the reliable support he needs to help effectively govern a country reeling from the pandemic. The vote Tuesday night went 156 to 140 in his favor, with 16 abstentions, mainly from a coalition ally that bolted the government last week. Had Conte lost, he would have had to resign, but an absolute majority in the Senate is 161, so he faces a tough time finding reliable allies in Parliament to help pass pandemic economic relief measures. President-elect Joe Biden's nominee for Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, said on Tuesday that he believed President Donald Trump was right in taking a tougher approach to China, even if he did not agree with all his methods, and endorsed the assessment that it was committing genocide against minority Muslims. Blinken told a Senate confirmation hearing that there was no doubt China posed the most significant challenge to the United States of any nation, and added he believed there was a very strong foundation to build bipartisan policies to stand up to Beijing. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.